Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. Of course, you may go, but I'm afraid I do not want to see the movie 127 Hours, which is about a young man who went mountaineering, fell literally between a rock and a hard place, and cut off his right hand to save his life. I do not think I could take the intensity of the movie watching this man struggle as he considered the choice of life or death. Aaron Ralston was 27 when he went into the rugged mountains of Utah for a day of climbing 8 years ago. He had not told anyone where he was going. Ralston wrote a book years later entitled Between a Rock and a Hard Place, which became the basis for the movie 127 Hours, the amount of time he was trapped. In the book, he describes the moment of tragedy. I pull a large, like 800-pound rock loose that falls with me and eventually traps my right hand against the canyon wall. Kind of like being stuck at the bottom of a well, but in the middle of a very remote wilderness. In time, he began to realize he faced choices and says in his book, I finally figured out the puzzle, really, of how to get myself free, which entailed breaking my bones and then cutting my arm off, rappelling a 60-foot cliff, and then hiking 7 miles before ultimately I was rescued by a helicopter that my mother had done so much to initiate in a search and rescue team. Now, a week and a half ago, I was TV channel surfing and happened to see a man on the game show, A Minute to Win It, with part of his right arm amputated below his elbow. I stopped pressing my remote control and wondered if this was the guy of the movie 127 Hours. It was. It was Aaron Ralston. What prompted me to stop was not the amputated arm, but the glow of life that emanated from him. A special something was apparent about him, and it didn't seem to come from the fact that he had just won $75,000. It seemed the host of the show, Guy Fieri, felt there was something more to him also and chose that moment to ask how he was able to survive, to make the choice to choose life. Ralston answered that he had had a vision of his son. It was so real, he wanted to live for him. But at the time of his ordeal in the mountains, Ralston was not married and did not have a son. Yet sitting in the studio audience that night at the game show was his wife and a young son. And Ralston turned to them and said he lived for the son he knew, he saw in his vision. He lived because of the power of his vision. This sermon is about moments of vision, internal change, and choice. This sermon is about several people who have gone up a mountain and the consequences of their experience. We have already met one of them, Aaron Ralston. The others are Moses, Jesus, Peter, James, and John. In the reading we heard from Exodus, Moses is meeting with God on Mount Sinai, was for the sake of the people of Israel, not Moses. Moses was already tight with God. When Moses eventually comes down from the mountain, the people see a change in him. His face was transfigured by his exposure to the presence of God in the cloud that was like a devouring fire. It is described later in the book of Exodus that the skin of the face of Moses was shining. Now, it is interesting to me that the face of Aaron Ralston, which I saw on that game show last week, also seemed to shine. And haven't you met people who have gone through something or are in the middle of something challenging, and yet they have a new quality of presence? An attitude change has taken place. A life-giving choice gives light. The transfiguration of Moses and Jesus into light were meant to fuel the faith of those who were with them. What lay ahead for them was going to be a difficult journey. And the vision of his future son is what propelled Aaron Ralston to face the painful choice to cut off his arm and endure the frightening journey that lay ahead of him. He said, "I'm going to do what I have to do in order to get back to the people that are important to me." Yet there are differences between Ralston's mountaintop experience and Moses and Jesus. Moses does not need the mountaintop experience with God in order to bolster his own confidence and faith. Moses had been and would continue to be in communication with God. The light show, the glory of God like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain, gave the Israelites confidence in God, knowing that Moses would be God's spokesman as they embarked into their unknown future. So too, Jesus did not need his encounter with God on the mountain to bolster his spiritual confidence. When God spoke from the cloud, "This is my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased, listen to him." And when God pulled out all stops, the dazzling white robes of Jesus, his face shining like the sun, the appearance of Moses and Elijah, that was all for the immediate benefit of Peter, James, and John, so they could understand the seamless relationship to God and Jesus. And that vision was also written in Luke and Mark because it was so foundational to their faith. Yes, a vision helped Aaron Ralston survive his ordeal. But here is a key difference. With Jesus, God is not hidden in a vision. In the transfiguration of Jesus, God was seen. God was the vision. These examples of vision, change, and choice come to us on the last Sunday of Epiphany, Transfiguration Sunday. It's been a season of light. This Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of the season of Lent. And Lent is a journey about internal change and choice. Vision, change, and choice. We address today because in our day-to-day life, we all have wilderness moments. In Aaron Ralston's wilderness moment, he was hidden between a rock and a hard place. And sometimes you too can feel hidden, that no one can see how much pain you carry or the challenge before you especially on a Sunday morning when everyone seems so happy to be here. So what will get us through our darkest moments? When you feel caught between a rock and a hard place, maybe you need to ask yourself, what do I need to let go of so I can go forward and be set free? Let go and let God be God. Let Jesus say to you, get up and do not be afraid. Remember also your past moments that were mountaintop experiences and visions. Remember moments when you have been rescued. What sustains my faith and hope is very tangible to me. Daily, I need to experience the Word of God and to receive the real presence of Jesus every week in bread and wine. Daily, I need to plug into the power of God and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Daily, I need to read a post-it note on my bathroom mirror. God loves me. And once in a while, I need to call a friend and talk through what God must be doing in the midst of something very perplexing. And at times, I need to pray with others. I need to make choices from that internal gift of faith. Make the choice to choose life. It is our vision here at St. Francis. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. We believe this abundant life is God's vision for all God's people. It was a vision of the future that kept Aaron Ralston alive. Believe in the vision that God is with us now and always, no matter what. Believe so that your faith is strengthened step by step until you find yourself out of the wilderness, down the mountain, and into the promised land of the kingdom of God. Amen.